No, don't worry. It's not your fault.
Are we good now? All right. Good morning, everyone. Sorry we're running a minute late here. We had a little technical difficulty. I have 9:01 or 9:02 a.m. This is Tuesday, August 18th, 2026. I'll call the order of the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 488700 through 488794, warrant number 8886. There's no journal entries or transfer, and to void check number 488707.
Second, I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session for August 4th and August 10th of 2026, as well as executive session minutes for August 4th, 2026.
Move to approve regular session meeting minutes from August 4th, 2026 and August 10th, 2026, and also executive session meeting minutes from August 4th, 2026.
Second, I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. At this time, we'll go to our planning and zoning rezone orders. At this time, I will turn it over to our planning and zoning administrator, Mr. Cody Stice.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to the Taney County Commission rezone hearing for August 18, 2026. Today's hearing is being conducted in accordance with Taney County zoning regulations, which require a public hearing for all zoning change applications. For the official record, I'm entering the following exhibits into the record. Exhibit A, Taney County zoning regulations and official zoning maps. Exhibit B, a staff report for today's cases. Exhibit C, a complete staff file, including all supporting documentation for the case. Exhibit D, audio recordings of this hearing. Okay, so some procedure. The hearing process will be as follows. Staff presentation. Planning staff will present a summary case followed by any questions the commission may have for the staff. Number two, public comment. Anyone wishing to speak should sign up at the front of the room. When called, please come to the podium, state your name for the record, and direct all comments to the commission. Number three, commission consideration. After all testimony has been received, public comment will be closed, and the commission will consider that application for a vote. All right, so we got one rezone on the docket for today. It's order number 08-18-2026-01. Barnabas Foundation is the owner. Representative Adam Martin. Location subject property is 1482 Lake Short Drive, Branson, Missouri, Scott Township, Section 28, Township 23, Range 21, the request. Barnabas Foundation is seeking County Commission approval for a rezone request of parcel number 08-8.0-28-000-000-086.002. The existing property is zone C1, which is neighborhood commercial. The request is for NR1 nightly rental district. Utilities, it's got a private well for water, and it's got Taney County Regional Sewer for its wastewater treatment. All right, so give you some history. Whereas on August 10th, 2026, the Taney County Planning Commission does not recommend approving the amendment to the zoning district maps I-18 Scott Township to rezone one parcel from C1 neighborhood district to commercial NR1. The vote was 3-4 nays. All right, with that, I'm going to get you guys up to speed where we're at in the county so you guys can have a better understanding. So once again, C1 to NR1 rezone. All right, so it's on Lake Short Drive. So here's the roundabout on Business 65 coming across the two bridges there in downtown Branson. If you follow it, East 76. At the 90 going up the hill there, you got Lakeshore, followed all the way back past Kennecott and all that. It's way back in there. A little closer, you can see here's Kennecott and some other facilities. Here's the property again. And one time a little closer, I think this is Camp Barnabas. This is Camp Barnabas. I think this house kept the residents that did activities over here, but we can let them speak to that. A little close-up of the parking and how it's laid out. Zoning, so you got a little A1 right here. That's Taney County Regional Sewer Lift Station. So that'd obviously be a good zone for that. And then you got C1 around the property itself, across the street. Got some MR3 up here, and then some R1 directly across from it. Rendering from the applicant on parking, showing he could get enough stalls for the amount, which is, you know, one stall for every two people. He's actually got more than he needs because his maximum density is 20 people. Here's some requirements. If approved, we can get into that. So with that, I'll turn it back to you.
Okay. So do we have a representative here for the application? Yes, please. If you wouldn't mind to step up to the podium and state your name, address, and who you are representing.
My name is Debbie Weatherman. My address is 399 Summerbrook in Branson, and I am representing Barnabas Foundation.
Okay.
So I'm an employee there, and I'm definitely for it. Our property connects to the back part of it. Right now what we're doing is we're housing our students in there, so it's actually Barnabas Prep, which is kind of a school for individuals with disabilities. And our property is over there where you can see, and so having our students kind of walk to campus was hard, and so we ended up fundraising and raising enough money to build another dorm over there. So we're moving all of our students onto the same property. The property over there, now we are looking to sell. A couple reasons. One, it makes Barnabas debt-free, and so it just puts our position there. But also, selling it to Adam and making it a nightly rental, it then opens it up for our families. So our students come from Arkansas, Oklahoma. We have a lot from St. Louis. They're from all over, and their families are always looking for a place to come in and stay. So this turning it to him would turn it into, if it could be a nightly rental, then the families could stay there and then be close to the students. We do a lot of family weekends and just a lot of things like that. So I don't, like, any other...
So the intent, that is the intent, is to open it up for families that have students at Barnabas
at our, yes.
Okay. And so I might have some questions for you after we hear from anybody else that wishes to speak, so I may ask you to come back up since you will be the one representing this request today. So thank you. Do you have anything for at this time?
Not right now.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. So at this time, we'll go ahead and open up the public hearing section. So first of all, I would like to ask if there's anyone that wishes to speak in favor of the rezone, please come forward, state your name, your address, and then please proceed with your support.
Hi, my name is Janelle Williamson, and I am representing Adam Martin today. He is the one who would like to purchase the property, but he is in Uganda, Africa, right now on a mission trip, so that is the only reason that he is not here himself. But I have worked with Adam for the past 8 years with Nightly Vacations. We're a rental management company here in Branson, and so his goal would be to purchase this property as a nightly rental. With everything that we have managed and in my 8 years with working with Adam, our goal has always been quality in what we do. So with the properties that we own, the experience that we provide, and then also being great neighbors to everybody around. So one thing that Adam did with this property was speak to all of the neighbors in the area. And I have a paper, because I know in the initial...
We have a list.
A list, yes. So with that, I didn't know if it might be helpful to see where those names are located. Can I pass this?
You may, yeah. Yeah, please. Perfect.
Thank you.
But this shows where all those names are located, the people who gave their approval for it. So with the blue lot, or the red one up here, right across from it, that's kind of the closest residential one, is Philip Pate, and he did give his approval that it would be just fine for Adam to turn this into a nightly rental. The neighbor right next to him, Adam, unfortunately did not get to talk to in person, but when speaking with Philip, James Lockhart does not actually live there. He lives in Harrison, Arkansas, and only comes up occasionally. But behind the property, across from an acre lot of trees, basically, is Verlin Blackwell, and he also had no problem with Adam moving forward with this to be a nightly rental and gave his written approval. And then Adam was trying to do his best and even going a little further with any other neighbors that would be anywhere close to the area. So Shane Grady is just south of Verlin Blackwell. He also gave his written approval for it. And then all of the neighbors across the street over there on the far right side of the paper gave their approval. A couple of them had a little trouble with electronics. They're sweet gentlemen, and so they gave their verbal approval for it, but the other ones also gave their written approval. And then just south of the area is Kanakuk, which the president of Kanakuk, Doug Goodwin, has given his approval on Adam moving forward with turning it into a vacation rental or nightly rental. And then Kids Across America is the land that's directly south of it, and Randy Odom is the one there who gave his approval for it. So everyone in any nearby proximity has given their approval and are just fine with Adam moving forward on that one. And then everything north of it is actually already zoned as a nightly rental. So there are already condos and short-term rentals all down the rest of Lakeshore there. And then there are two red plots of land there that are basically trees just above it and then to the back side of it that Adam is hoping to get to be able to just keep the view from the property, that it's all trees around it, and that is what we want to keep as the view that's there. So it's not out of place for it to be zoned as in R1 with everything there, and it actually kind of limits what the opportunities would be since it's currently zoned as C1 and the different options that could go in at that. So we really think it would be a great next chapter for this property. It would be a great benefit for Barnabas to be able to sell the property, and then a great option for it moving forward.
Okay. Thank you. Sir.
Dave Dove. I am 121 Waterloo Way in Branson, Missouri. I'm the realtor that's representing Barnabas on this, and when discussing this, Adam came in. We were talking about creating the buffer zone for Barnabas or for this building itself. So he has an agreement with KAA to pretty much right behind the house have an acre of land that he's going to as long as the closing happens, he's going to have, and then Barnabas has also agreed, the board has agreed to Adam having an acre of land going to the north of the building there. So there would be an acre of land behind and an acre of land to the side to create that buffer zone, and that would bring the acreage out to 2.7 acres. And try to kind of be within the guidelines of the actual rezoning.
So I'm sorry, I'm hearing two different things here. So we'll come back to this.
He's only looking to rezone the current property, not the extra acreage.
Okay.
The extra acreage will stay C1. He's only worried about the current property being NR1, and just so it falls within the guidelines of actually being used as a nightly rental, because the C1 doesn't allow that unless you get a conditional use permit. So this would be the only use is what he's looking for is single family vacation rental or short term rental.
Okay.
Did that clarify a little bit better?
Yeah, because the order we have in front of us is just for that. So yeah. Adding this other section of the discussion was throwing me off.
It was just adding the buffer, just so you guys gotcha. Had a clarification on that.
Yeah, no, appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I do a clarification?